Good day, mate.
Kia ora koto kotwa from Aotearoa.
Magandang araw mga beshies.
This is Finding Answers Season 2 with JR
and Tina.
Woohoo!
Oh, season two. Tina.
Ah,
welcome.
Pasabo.
Oh, diba? Kalain mo.
Kalain mo, naka season 2 tayo. Parang can you believe? Parang,
yes, I can believe.
It was just yesterday. Kala mo naman super tagal na. Eh. Oh, May lang tayo nag-start.
I'm so
it's just
ready.
That we just targeted 10 episodes for season 1. Pero buti naman nagawa natin.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm to kick off our season 2, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
So tayo naman, alam ko masipag tayo in nature. But if I will ask your office mates right now in terms of how you are at work, what do you think they will answer?
I think, and by office mates, you mean my Aussie office mates here in
Correct,
there, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and I've had first-hand experience before, I think they will think that Filipinos are hardworking. And sabi nga natin kanina, industrious. Oh, hell. Hardworking, yeah. But
the word industrious, the last time I heard it, siguro grade 3.
Oh, grade 3 pa. Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I think, like for example, one Friday I was working in the, and this is from my previous life in the embassy. I was based in Sydney office before, and it was a Friday afternoon, and a lot of like my fellow office mates, non-Filipinos, were already knocking off at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, ready to like run and do other things. And then there was one or two fellow Filipinos that were still working at the time, and our boss was like, what are you still doing here? It's a Friday, go have a life.
Right.
Yeah, so I think because we grew up in a culture that, you know, you have to really work hard for it. So yun, talagang pukuhan yung kinagalingan natin na environment. So I think, yeah, do you think that we're hardworking, super sipag, mga ganun. What about you? What do you think?
In my case, kind of similar. Pero siguro, siguro a doer. So, parang in such a way na, if you would like to make things happen, assign mo kay JR. Parang
ganun.
So that's,
first-hand
that's
experience ba yan?
And, medyo. And then, yeah, someone who can make things happen. And at the same time, so that has implications on how I take responsibility and everything. No? And yes, hardworking. In such a way na bordering workaholic talaga siya at some points. Yes.
I think
so,
it's
yeah.
kind of like American influence to us also, right? Because in America, it's like, you know, dog-eat-dog world and very competitive. So, yeah. May ganong
yeah,
hawa.
And maybe just how the way we grow up and everything. Maybe we'll know more.
Yeah, maybe we'll know more.
Discuss about it in this episode, no?
Yeah. What's about this episode, JR?
Yeah, so I'll ask the question because we're trying to uncover pretty much have answers to that question. So the working style and the work ethics of Pinoys and how it contributes to the success when we are in other countries now, like Australia and New Zealand, and also in the rest of the world. And for this episode, we also have a guest who hopefully will come up, will provide us more inputs about this topic. Would you like to know who she is?
Yes, I'd like to know who she is.
Yes, so our guest is my previous manager actually in the current organization that I'm working for. It's Fletcher Building. I think I've mentioned that in our previous episodes already. So she's the one who interviewed me, Tina, in Starbucks Pioneer, remember? When
I was
telling the story on how I ended up here in New Zealand, sa Pasig. So yeah, before I landed the job that relocated me from Manila to Auckland, which to put it simply, changed the course of my career and my life in general. So currently she's the people technology manager of Bank of New Zealand. She has previously worked for other big companies such as AIG, Fonterra, IBM, and PNG. Two of those companies I also worked for some reason. And just like us, she became the she came from the Philippines, but we're from Ateneo. She's a product of LaSalle. So she's on the other side. Pero okay lang yan. Tina and mga kabeshes, let's all welcome Sunday Lim McCurrick.
Yay! Welcome, Sunday!
Hi, Sunday!
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't help to be married to a Scottish named.
Ang hirap nga eh, McElrick. Ganun ba?
And try spelling it, di ba?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it can be like a quiz bee question. A spelling bee question.
Spelling bee. That's right.
Oh, thank you for joining us today.
No pleasure.
Yes. Could you tell us more about your career journey stories, like how you ended up in your current position and maybe how you're able to work with Filipino colleagues as well?
Yeah. It's been an interesting journey for me. I can very much relate to what you were describing earlier around us being hard worker. We definitely are. And so I think as a product of working too hard in Manila, I decided that I wanted a bit of a break. And the strangest of definitions of a break is going to another country that will offer me a job first, is how I how I define having a career break in Manila. So New Zealand gave me the opportunity first. I started in New Zealand with a coordinator role, so that's been quite a change coming from IBM and looking after the Asia Pacific operations. But hey, that was part of the break, right? So it's really given me a lot of time to relax, to learn how to adapt to Kiwi ways. For the longest time, I've wanted to, you know, in Manila experience. I love coffee, so I want to make my own coffee. So I applied.
Love coffee.
A part-time barista job from not knowing how to make coffee and into making takeaway coffees. But also I found it interesting to just immerse myself in the local community. So I thought, well, working in the supermarket at night would be a good sideline job to do as well. So it's been a great start, even though from a job point of view, came onto a smaller role or a more relaxed role, but it's just allowed me to do other things. And so I guess building on what you said on our hardworking nature is it gave me then the opportunity with further studies to go on and move on to an advisor role and then a consultant role and then a design lead role and now as a manager at the Bank of New Zealand. So and I guess the question of how are you able to work with Filipino colleagues, it's really good fun, working with Rogelio. There's never a dull moment, and it's always nice to feel, home again. I think that's what it always feels like, working with them.
Yeah, so you still have Filipino colleagues up until now, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's been constant?
Yeah. Mm. So at the BNZ, quite diverse. I think we've got, I don't know, in the team of 100 in HR, you can maybe say that we've got around 15 to 20 nationalities. So yeah, it's quite amazing how diverse New Zealand is. So but in all of the teams here, you would always find a Filipino here and there. And in the HR team, it's not just peppered, it's almost not smothered, but somewhere in between.
Yeah, and that's what we realized nga din, no? And even with previous guests, they said Filipinos are really all over.
Yeah,
they're all over. We just love to be in places anywhere in the world.
That's true. I was even surprised, in my own company, there's another Pinay as well. I was like, oh, talaga.
Yeah,
that's always a welcome surprise.
So spill the tea or the coffee for us, Sunday. So what are the positive characteristics that Filipino workers maybe bring from the Philippines up to abroad, up to here, that make us great workers or employees or colleagues?
There's so much, but I think the top five, you know, that I can think of, that I'm hardworking, that you already mentioned, really tops the list. That's the first thing that came to mind. But the first one, the next one is, I suppose, we're really easy to deal with. So, you know, how sociable we are and how just friendly we are goes a long way, especially in breaking down or breaking the ice, as they call it. That really goes a long way when you're in a new country. The next one that I thought of is really how creative we are, and when given the opportunity, creative in so many ways. It's not just like the arts creative, but you know, when we're dealt with problems, you can come up with the best solutions and just out of the box kind of, if I can use a cliche, out of a box kind of solutions that no one can think of. And when again given the, you know, the safe space and environment to operate, then we're quite bold, and because we're willing to learn anything new, and we're not shy and, you know, making mistakes and just dusting ourselves out and giving it a bit of a go again, then that goes a long way, especially for smaller organizations here in New Zealand, where ingenuity is quite a trait that the local Kiwis are very proud of.
I think I'd have to agree with all three, but especially the first point, which is like, it's so easy to get along with Filipinos, because that's the common feedback I get from like foreigners visiting the Philippines. And what strikes them the most usually, like almost 100% of the time, is how nice and kind and how Filipinos are so willing to go out of their way to help you out. And yeah, we're just like naturally malambing. That's why, probably because our call center industry, for example, is really massive. It's because it's inherent to us. Like, we don't even have to try. We're just naturally friendly. And in the hospitality as well, yeah. What about the not so positive characteristics? Have you observed anything that, you know, maybe hinder Filipino workers from progressing?
I wouldn't say hinder, but I suppose I don't know. It's just further validate, would validate perhaps other people's perception, but we find so much comfort in speaking our local language, right? So, and I guess Kiwis are observant that way, as you may have observed, Kiwis, inherently are very polite, so they're very much conscious of, you know, social etiquettes and are just naturally that way. So just because they don't know, when we start talking in their local language, then you go, oh, what are they talking about, you know? And and they're curious, equally as they find it strange that we would be speaking local language when we're amongst them. I'm sure I've asked boldly a few people, like, do you mind if you hear us at the kitchen? And they were like, well, we don't really care. They're relaxed that way. But when you're in the middle of, let's say, a meeting, and you know, like you're on the same table, and it's really just strange for them that they don't understand you. So I wouldn't say hinder, but with breaking the barrier when we're coming into a country that's quite new to us, or people around us who find immigrants quite new to them, and then that's just the one thing that adds to the layer to uncover and break down those perceptions.
Yeah, I think this is somehow connected to what you mentioned earlier, like when you find another Filipino, it feels home. It feels like home. So like, you suddenly throw back to the days when you're in the Philippines, like, oh, instead of mag-Tagalog, right. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so yeah,
yeah.
And the accessibility kasi of the words when you're speaking on your natural language.
Yeah, sometimes nosebleed eh.
Easier. It's just easier. And I don't know if you guys experienced this too, pero a couple of friends also tell me na when they speak English the whole day, they feel really tired.
Yeah, me too.
So if they find the opportunity to speak Filipino, they maximize it. But yeah, of course, exactly. we have to really be mindful and sensitive about, you know, the environment and who are we with in terms of like specific although meron talagang daw tendency kasi yung mga Pinoy na alam mo yun yung magdidikit-dikit.
We're social beings eh.
You know, so in some ways parang nagiging clickish in such a way that since it's easy for you to understand each other, you tend to group yourselves, especially kung marami kayong Pinoy in that one organization. So, and I think we just have to be sensitive about that as well, because I think it also affects how we assimilate and integrate with our environment, because if we don't expose ourselves with others, we talagang mababox ka into a certain, I don't know, stereotype. Or aside from that, Sunday, is there anything else that you can think of, or in terms of the not so positive ones, or that's it pretty much?
Essentially enough, I guess it's just contradicting perhaps what people would expect the answer is. At least for the Filipinos that I've worked with, we're quite punctual. So,
really?
Which is good. At least in the work setting, maybe still socially, it would still apply or still carry over the Filipino time. My husband definitely has experienced that firsthand, but it's really more contradicting what listeners would expect as a standard response of, oh yeah, are we still like late in meetings? And but in professional settings, I've been proven.
Yeah, siguro sa mga friends lang yun. Friends and barkada. No? Kasi kailangan fashionably late and everything. Kaya, because that's really common in the Philippines, di ba? During meetup. Siguro plus the traffic time and also. And that. Mm. So, I don't know, usually sa Philippines kasi when you say I'm already on the way, it means you're still showering.
BBS ka pala.
Or still dressing up. Pero usually that's in the scenario of going to a party or get together and everything. But in the professional setting, we're pretty much professional in terms of being on time and everything. And I think that's maybe another thing that we can add to the positives. We are actually adaptable people. Flexible in such a way na maraming nagsasabi Filipinos when they go to the other countries, they said, oh, they can follow rules naman pala, like traffic rules, so they can follow. How come it's hard to do it when we're in the Philippines, di ba? Maybe because
mahal daw kasi yung fines dito.
No, at saka siguro you feel like really different and you're afraid to commit mistakes. That's why we... Pero ganun daw, Filipinos like really tend to follow rules and everything when they're outside the Philippines for some reason. Okay, so in terms of those traits and characteristics, Sandy, do you think it transcends industries? Because usually, in terms of like stereotypes about being Filipinos, we are great health workers, we are great caregivers, singers and entertainers, etc. Pero is that really it? Or our characteristics and strengths actually transcend industries?
At least here in Auckland and the people that I've met, definitely transcends, like yourself, you know. So we're all like professionals, whether that's working in HR or a lot in IT or a lot in engineering industries. So I have met a few professors as well, and they have started teaching jobs, and so definitely, definitely not the, I suppose, the expected industries or jobs in other countries where you would find Filipinos. And I think that's a lot of it as well, is the the need of New Zealand or even Australia, I would imagine, would transcend those industries as well. So we've got the opportunity for other professionals that are aspiring back home to come here and try that, you know, that new life, if you like, or just an extended life from what we got back home. Mm.
What about, are there any common challenges that you see Filipinos face when being employed outside the Philippines?
Yeah, I did think about that, and a few things came to mind. The first one is just being comfortable with differences. I know that the first year or so that I came here, I really struggled, like, listening to, you know, the local Kiwi accent, or even, you know, the English for that matter, because when you throw in the Irish and the Scottish, and it shouldn't be anything different, because in Manila, we, in my previous job, it was like Asia Pacific, and we dealt with quite a few other, a lot of other nationalities. But when it's like a concentrated number of like Kiwis, yeah, and Aussies and Scottish around you, you go, what are they saying again?
I'm sorry, so, what? Pardon?
Because their accent and that
their accents and slang.
The slangs.
The combination.
Really
hard. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really being, I guess for me, really, JR, to what you said around being comfortable with differences, or that adaptability, it's pretty much observing the ways of working here. And we're not saying that we need to let go of, you know, what we are used to, because there's so many positives that we bring with us as well, but it's just being comfortable with those differences.
And both Australia and New Zealand are multicultural as well, so
yeah,
I think it's a welcome, you know, it's a welcome thing to just be yourself and still keep your culture and how you do things and even how you speak. Sometimes, especially on my first few months, for example, I was always tempted to just get that Aussie accent. Like, I was trying to, like, practice it just to be one with them. But eventually, you know, you just get to embrace it, and you don't even have to try doing their accent if it means that you can just be yourself, especially in the workplace.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess we're just pressure as well in the Philippines, no? Parang yung English, the English standards is so high that that it's sometimes it becomes a measure of how good or how smart you are, right?
But
the way you're able to communicate. But in fact, here it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like some of them are not really that particular about grammar or how you say things.
Exactly.
But it's just as a Pinoy, it's like, well, how did you say it again? Like, if you mispronounce something and then your friends make fun of you. I think that's just our humor as well. But, you know, here you don't really have to worry about it.
Mm. And I think maybe because we inherently we are also people pleasers in such a way that we would like to adjust more to accommodate what they would like to hear from us more. Than trying to impose on them to adjust and understand how you speak and how you convey your message. So maybe that's the, I don't know, the battle in our minds on how to balance that.
But at the end of the day, we are hired in Australia and New Zealand because we have our own values. You know, we bring certain values to the table. So
Which we don't actually need to change abruptly or majorly. Just need to maybe tweak a bit and then adjust, you know?
Yeah.
Dun sa environment. So Sunday, any message to our listeners? Because our listeners are pretty much composed of Filipinos who are already based here, and those who have dreams to be here or maybe on their way to coming here. So what are your tips and advice for them?
I guess from my experience, what I've found really helpful coming over is what I've realized is New Zealand is very community and equally family orientated in their own ways. So being able to break the barrier and by joining the community or in some ways extending the community that you belong to has helped me a lot. So that meant, for example, joining the community centers, knowing what the locals, you know, are doing, like farmers markets and knowing, you know, what the livelihoods of the local people are. You may not know, but your neighbor is a woodcraft person, you know, like a woodsman, and someone knits you know, like little baby booties. And so beyond is so, I guess, rich that way that you would still find people who, yeah, like very much like us. I think like very small medium enterprise, so it's like it's very homemade and very, very warm. But I guess it's breaking through and finding like a little community, because they are so community orientated that joining into those communities, you initially may find it quite hard because they've already established their circles. So, you know, it's not so easy to like join an extended family that they've already have their own routine. But community centers, I found, even joining clubs like sports is a good way if you're to get into the community. Studies is always another good thing to do. So just being, open to that. And I know that we're such a cliquey, as you said as well, like we congregate to what's comfortable to us. So we can still do that at the same time of reaching out to the locals as well in an out of work sense, because that's how they make the connections as well stronger, because that to them is equally important, if not in a lot of ways more important than work itself.
Nice.
Very well said. Thanks for that. That's really helpful. So, Yon, before we wrap up our episode for today, let's just play a quick game. Because two episodes ago, we had so much fun doing this. So, I think we're doing this more regularly now. We're going to guess the slang. So, JR and I will try to guess two or three slangs from you, Sunday. Just tell us a slang word used in
that you learned, which is commonly used maybe here in New Zealand.
Yeah, and then we'll each give our guess. And then you tell us.
All right. Correct. Hopefully you haven't heard this already. Okay. The first, and I still hold true to this, that I don't sound Kiwi at all. That's the furthest from the truth. But this slang or expression makes me sound at least the closest to the Kiwi that I can sound. So the word is Yena.
Yena?
I think I know that. Tinag, your guest first.
Is it Yena?
Yeah.
Is that yes?
So my answer is yes, something like that. Like yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, Yena.
Something to that effect.
Yes, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that right?
Which actually means no, more than yes, but maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Do you have another one?
And then the second one is ta.
Thank you so much.
We know that. Thank you.
No, apparently it's thank you that. So much.
Is
not
it?
Just thank
exactly.
you.
Not just thank you. You have a third one, or that's it?
No, that's it.
How are we getting better at it? At this.
Yes. Yes. Maybe let's use to Sunday something that we know that let's check if she knows it as well. Do you have one, Ina?
My favorite. not because I like doing it, but Shakasiki.
What?
Shakasiki.
Should I say it in like at least on the accent na attempt? Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Shakasiki.
Use it in a sentence.
I don't feel like working tomorrow. I might as well just chuck a sickie.
Chuck in a sickie.
Yun pala dapat. Marina mo kasi yung
pagkakaan. Yes, chucking a sickie. Have you done that, Sunday?
I would.
We won't tell. It's just the three of us.
This is a safe space, although it's public.
Pure lie.
Yeah.
Ako never.
So, wow. Ako, I just believe in the fact that if you don't feel well, like even mentally, you can actually go for a sick leave.
Of course.
That's my belief. So anyway, I guess that's about it. Sunday, thank you very, very much for your inputs. We hope you enjoyed the episode as much as we did.
Yeah, this is good fun. It's great that you're having these podcasts.
Thank you. Had so much fun too. Before we end the episode, I just want to do a shout out. Because we have someone from Sismania who's listening to us. Hello to Isa Williams. Thank you.
Legit fan to, hindi to
legit.
Friend.
Legit.
Like, not we don't know her, but she's anyway. Listening to us. Thank you very much, Isa, for
we're so
kilig
with
us.
Your comment.
And yes, I would like to do a big shout out for a campaign that we're doing back in the Philippines. It's called Be the Campaign of I Am Making a Difference. It's a non-government organization that I'm working with even before. So it's Be the Escuela or Bigay Ayuda para sa Escuela. It's a nationwide fundraising campaign for education by I Am Mad, which is a 2x10 accomplished youth organization awardee, foundation, and a volunteer-powered non-profit organization focused on youth development and empowerment through values-oriented advocacy. So together with our partner organizations, National Youth Volunteers Coalition and Youth Advocates of the Philippines, this initiative is in support of the adaptive education implementation in the Philippines in light of the public health situation brought about by the ongoing pandemic. So we are targeting 20 public elementary school beneficiaries from mostly underprivileged and remote communities in the country, especially those needing auxiliary assistance in its impending alternative learning approach preparation and administration as identified by our team. So pretty much our goal is to raise 200,000 in 40 days. I think we have 35 days left and we're already, I think, 30% through the goal.
Wow.
So yes, so that is in time, hopefully, for the August 24 school opening. So donation campaign period is from July 9 to August 17. So we would like to welcome everyone. If you are looking for an avenue to be able to help others in light of the pandemic situation, be the one, be the giver, donate now. For details, visit the official Be the Escuela donation link. That's bit.ly/be the donate.
Yes, and to everyone listening to us right now, hope you have enjoyed our topic for this episode. If you have any other topic suggestions, comments, reactions, or any message you want to send, please get in touch with us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. That's Finding Answers, ANZERS, or send us an email at finding.answers@gmail.com.
Yes, and continuously listen to our episodes. We're available on major podcasting applications, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and all the other major podcasting apps. Join us again in our next episode on the second season of Finding Answers with JR
and Tina, season 2.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Sunday.
Bye.